Oh, you know, as we said last week, if Scott got back on the field, it would be nice to get him out there. Really, he's only played a half for us all year. Now, we would expect it to get better and better, you know, just as they're playing together. But I think the combination with Scott and Rob worked out real well for us because of the complexity of the defense and everything. So we just got to keep working these guys together as best we can.
And Scott's status right now, he wasn't out there today?
He did not practice today, no.
What's the challenge in preparing two quarterbacks like Smith and Kaepernick?
Well, we did that the first time around, you know, because Colin played a little bit, so when he's in the game, you have to be ready for slightly different offense. But you know, we're going to do the same thing, you know, as we did the first time around, prepare for both of them.
How much of a challenge is it because Kaepernick's so good with his legs? I mean, accounting for that factor.
Well, you know, Alex can run too. I mean, he extends plays as well, but not to the extent that Colin does. But it's a challenge, and you know, guys have to be aware. I mean, he pulls the ball down, runs for first touchdown in the game against the Saints, and you know that's the additional dimension that he adds to that offense.
Jeff, in an ideal world, and would you have rather just kept playing if possible? I know there are reasons why the last game.
We are. I mean, we just took a couple weeks off. and we're going. This is quarter number six.
So. All right. So then, if that's the case, if you win Sunday, will it count as two wins then?
But we'll have to petition the league or something like that. That's our approach. You know, we took there's 2 weeks in between, and here we go again. So,
how much of can you exhale? Or how much has the defense been able to just kind of exhale after the interceptions and all the talk kind of die down a little?
Well, we have to keep it up. You know, we credited. Kellen, because he threw about a dozen picks last week on the practice field, so we gave him the credit. So, but you know, you just have to keep going. I mean, again, if you want to look at the turnover thing, we're still not getting fumbles. You know, we were fortunate to come up with the interceptions, but we still need to get on balls and knock them loose.
When we asked you a few weeks ago about Chris Givens, you said, "Well, he's got 13 catches. You know, you didn't really want to gush about him. It's 22 yards a catch now." What does he have to do to become, you know, really a force in this league?
Well, he's doing that. I mean, his numbers were a little different last week. He had some different receptions than what we're used to. I mean, touchdown was, you know, what he does well. But now he just has to continue working out here, and we're just designing some things now. I mean, you know, people respect him as a deep threat. So as we said, we would expect him to be more productive underneath.
As a coach and on the practice field, Jeff, are there any challenges specific to playing a team? So, I mean, it's only been 21 days and you're so close to each other.
Well, which, you know, experience kind of suggests that when you play games, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks apart, the second game is usually completely different than the first game. They don't mirror each other at all. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, we've got to take the same approach, you know, the same physical approach as they will into the game, and then, you know, just make plays. And, you know, we had a productive day against them on offense. And they're very, very talented on defense. And, you know, I would expect it to be a little bit harder this time around.